What is up, America? Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, skin diseases like acne and eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing and renewing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. If you want to get off your medications, help a loved one get off their meds, family member, workmate get off their prescription drugs, give us a shout at 855-660-4261. We can help you out. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, if you have questions about formulations, if you have healthcare questions, skincare questions, 855-660-4261. And, of course, we always love hearing success stories. Or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quick. And we try to take as many calls as we can, first come, first serve. If you want to purchase any of the Ingevity products that you hear us recommend or advertise on the program, you can go over to brightsideben.com, check out the shopping cart at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business and make some money, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Of course, you're always welcome to call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And I encourage everyone out there to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Trying to post regularly on pharmacistben.com. We've got news stories updated pretty much every day at pharmacistben.com. And for you guys with an Android phone, you can also get the Bright Side phone app. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for setting that up for us. And you can get that at the App Store on your Android phone, the Bright Side app. And you can carry the Bright Side with you wherever you go. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us on the Bright Side. We're talking about acid-base balance, acidity, alkalinization, and specifically how acid-base balance relates to osteoporosis and all calcium issues. If you're dealing with osteoporosis, if you're dealing with stones, kidney stones, calcium stones, calcification of the vessels, and blood vessels, calcification of the heart, you want to first consider dealing with acidity, blood acidity, which means addressing inflammation and toxicity. Acidity in the blood means inflammation and toxicity. When we talk about acidity, we're talking about relative acidity. Remember, acid means the spewing out, the emitting of electrical energy. Alkalinity means the sucking up of electrical energy, and the two together produce a current, and the balance of sucking and spewing is very important in order to maintain that current. Alkalinity of the blood is kept very, very tightly controlled, and even a tiny, tiny little drop, even a tenth of a pH point can make a huge, huge difference. Even a hundredth of a pH point can make a somewhat significant difference in terms of the acidity of the blood. Dealing with osteoporosis or calcium issues by just taking calcium is futile. Taking calcium to deal with your osteoporosis is a classic case that demonstrates the ultimate uselessness of the medical model of treating and targeting specific symptoms without addressing causes. You can't just treat organs and diseases unless you treat causes, because what we call the disease state is really just the sign that something is wrong in the chemistry. Dealing with osteoporosis without taking care of acidity is a utterly futile strategy, and it's why we've got all kinds of calcium supplements, we've got all kinds of dietary sources of calcium, yet osteoporosis affects 1 out of 10 people in this country. Osteoporosis is a classic degenerative health issue. It is not a calcium issue, people. You can't get rid of your osteoporosis just by taking calcium. You may be able to strengthen your bones slightly if you're way deficient in calcium, and you take a calcium supplement, you may be able to make some mild difference in bone strength. But in large part, osteoporosis is a sign that the body is breaking down. It's a sign that toxicity is building up, and acidity is the manifestation of toxicity. The signs of osteoporosis are in the bones. The cause of osteoporosis is, in large part anyway, in the blood. You can take all the calcium supplements you want, but if your blood is acidic, you're not going to be getting the maximum bone-building benefits of the calcium. Acidity in the blood is a sign that something's amiss. It's a sign of toxicity. It's a sign of poor oxygenation. It's a sign that cells are dying, and it's something that the body doesn't tolerate very well. When we talk about all disease being cell disease and cell toxicity, we're talking, at least in large part, about acid. And when we talk about acidity, we mean inflammation, we mean starvation, we mean suffocation and toxification at the tiny microscopic level of a cell. Toxification, starvation, suffocation, leading to inflammation at the microscopic cellular level. Picturing the disease process in the mind's eye, picturing how this all occurs at the cell level, picturing all this in our imaginations may be difficult, but if you're dealing with a health challenge, if you're dealing with any kind of degenerative disease, you want to be able to picture what's happening at the cell level. If you want to restore yourself to health and wellness, restore yourself to your God-given fundamental state of health. If you don't want to be restricted to drugs and surgical options and cardiac ablations and stents and hip replacements, you got to be able to zoom into the cell level and picture how wastes are accumulating around the cell. Picture how the accumulation of wastes and the accumulation of toxicity results in starvation at the cell level, how it results in suffocation at the cell level, and how it ultimately results in inflammation, and how all of this leads up to a pile of acid at the cell level and ultimately in the body, in the fluids of the body. When we talk about toxicity, we're really talking about acidity. We're talking about an acid environment, at least in large part. And acidity means a spewing out of electrical energy without a compensating vacuum. Acidity means that more electricity is being spewed out than it's being sucked up, and electrical energy emitting without an appropriate balance of sucking up or absorbing means chaos. Without an absorbing suction, it means an ultimate deficit of energy. Now, in the short run, the body has many mechanisms for dealing with excess acidity. The kidney plays a really important role. In fact, it probably plays the major role in helping the body deal with excess acidity. We'll talk about this probably tomorrow or the next day, how important the kidneys are in maintaining the alkaline balance, the alkalinity of the blood. If you have any kind of kidney problems, diabetics, listen up. Pre-diabetics, which means most of us, listen up. One of the classic signs of blood sugar gone awry, blood sugar metabolism gone awry, is kidney problems, and this will really throw off the body's ability to control the blood pH. Another mechanism for helping the body helping the blood maintain alkalinity is calcium. And as acidity is going to build up, as acidity builds up in the blood, calcium will be released from the bones to neutralize that acid. And that's really what we want to be dealing with if we're trying to address bone dissolution and osteoporosis. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 855-660-4261. Get on board early. We're coming back right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I encourage you guys to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or if you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. It's a great source of water-soluble vitamins, your B-complex and vitamin C. It's a great source of electrolytes. It's got trace nutrients like grapeseed extract, coenzyme Q10. It's got minerals, amino acids, $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses, results like more energy, results like weight loss, results like appetite suppression, results like blood pressure changes, drop in blood pressure. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it on my website, brightsideben.com. All right, our number today is 855-660-4261. We're talking about osteoporosis and calcium and blood acidity. The failure of calcium supplements for dealing with osteoporosis is not the fault of calcium supplements. Calcium is super duper important. It's important for helping the body deal with excess acidity. Calcium will leach out of the bones to neutralize acid, especially if you're dealing with a kidney problem, especially if you've got diabetes. Calcium has an antacid and alkalinizing effect. It will raise the pH of the blood. It's one of the body's main mechanisms for raising the pH after the kidney and after sodium bicarbonate, which we will talk about tomorrow. The problem is when the bones leak out calcium to neutralize the acidity in the blood, now you're going to deal with bone porosity, with weak bones, with osteoporosis. It doesn't matter how much calcium you're taking, how much calcium you're eating, how many calcium supplements you're using. If you're dealing with blood acidity, which in turn is a result of cell starvation, toxification, suffocation, and inflammation, you're not going to be getting the maximum benefit from your supplements. Osteoporosis needs to be regarded first and foremost as a sign that inflammation and toxicity and suffocation and starvation are accumulating. Americans get calcium from multiple sources, from dairy, from veggies. It's added to cereals and other processed foods. And of course, there's all kinds of calcium supplements. All doctors are going to tell you to take a calcium supplement. Nearly 1 out of 10 Americans is dealing with some kind of bone porosity issue, frank osteoporosis, and many more Americans are dealing with mild or undiagnosed osteoporosis. The failure of calcium supplements to prevent osteoporosis is not the fault of calcium. A couple of months back, Swedish researchers raised quite a ruckus when they announced the findings of a 61,000-patient study on calcium supplements. The study, which is published in the British Medical Journal and garnered a lot of attention. I did at least 3 radio interviews about this. The study found that women who consumed 1,400 milligrams of calcium a day had double the risk from heart disease compared to women who took 600 to 1,000 milligrams a day. And immediately the mainstream press, the New York Times and WebMD on the internet came out with a caution about calcium supplements. No wonder everybody's confused about nutrition. On the one hand, doctors are recommending calcium supplements. On the other hand, WebMD is cautioning us about calcium supplements. The problem with these kinds of studies, as I see it, as they make no allowances for the condition of the body that's getting the supplements. You can't just take supplements without taking into account the way the body processes these supplements. These kinds of studies make no allowances for blood acidity. They make no allowances for digestive issues. They make no allowances for absorption of the supplements. Calcium absorption occurs in the small intestine. And in order for it to go effectively from your mouth in a supplement or from food and the digestive tract to the blood and ultimately to the bone, lots of things have to be perfect. Or at least close to perfect, that lots of biochemistry has to be going right. First of all, calcium-absorbing cells in the intestine have to be healthy and strong. And given the state of our digestive systems, and the digestive systems of almost everyone, especially older people who are more likely to be taking calcium supplements, how likely do you think it's going to be that absorption from the GI, absorption from the small intestine, is going to be proceeding normally or in a healthy fashion? Pretty darn unlikely, especially if you're older. For calcium absorption to proceed effectively, the liver has to be strong and healthy. And again, given that 1 out of 3 Americans are dealing with degenerative liver disease, how likely is it going to be that our livers are going to be secreting bile and our livers are going to be healthy enough to be absorbing calcium? Not very. And the same, by the way, is true for the gallbladder. We got to have a gallbladder, and our gallbladder has to be functioning correctly. We got to have a stomach because you need, or we got to have a healthy stomach because, or we even have to have a stomach. Some people have their stomach removed. If you have your stomach removed, you're going to have a big problem utilizing and absorbing calcium. If you have any stomach issues, you're going to have a problem with calcium absorption because you need stomach acid to help absorb calcium. You need to have a fully functioning pancreas to maximize calcium absorption. All of these are going to play a significant role in how the body processes calcium. So when you get a study that says, well, women have double the risk of heart disease because they've taken 1,400 milligrams of calcium as opposed to 600 to 1,000, don't blame the calcium supplements. Mr. WebMD, don't blame the calcium supplements. You guys are doctors. You should know much better than that. Don't blame the calcium supplements. Blame the digestive system. Blame the liver. Blame the pancreas. Blame the gallbladder. Blame the stomach. But don't blame the supplements. This simple-mindedness, this biochemical naivete of the mainstream media, and unfortunately of your doctor who should know better, of the medical model, this simple-mindedness completely disregards these key critical elements of calcium utilization. And then there's the whole issue of blood acid. As the body breaks down and cells die, blood acidity goes up. Blood acidity basically goes hand in hand with the process of disease, with the process of degeneration, with aging. Blood acidity is a sign that the body is breaking down. Blood acidity represents serious toxicity to the body. The body will do anything it can do to prevent this from occurring. If you take calcium supplements and you're dealing with blood acidity, that calcium is not going to effectively make it into the bones. It's very likely going to end up in the blood. And calcium in the blood is not a good thing. Excess calcium in the blood is not a good thing. It's tightly controlled. Excess calcium in the blood is one of the ways that we die. Cancer patients, up to 30% of cancer patients die from hypercalcemia, too much calcium in the bones. Too much calcium in the blood. Too much calcium in the blood can also be a cause of blood clotting, which of course is another leading cause of death. Too much calcium in the blood can throw off chemical reactions. Too much calcium in the blood can precipitate out and deposit in tissues. And it can deposit in blood vessels. If it deposits in blood vessels, that can also seriously compromise heart health and lead to an early demise. That's why the New York Times and WebMD tell us that calcium supplements cause heart disease. This is where the mythology and misunderstandings come from, but it's not the fault of the calcium. It's simplistic and biochemical. Ignorant to blame the supplements. Headlines that read "Dangers of too much calcium" simply do not hold biochemical water. If you're wondering at this point, how do you get your blood alkaline? How do you raise your blood pH? Hang tight. We'll be talking about that in our next Bright Side episode. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Bright Side. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this. Don't go away.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there, and you'll find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about in the program at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. You can also check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly, and new stories appear hopefully every day, pretty much every day. We get some news stories up there. There's always something interesting and exciting in the world of nutrition. Our number today, 855-660-4261. We do have a full board. As soon as somebody hangs up, that's your cue to smile and dial. And I think we have I think we'll try to get all our callers in today. Let's take our first call and talk to Leo in Oregon. Is this you, my friend? Fruit Man Leo? Leo?
Yes,
hey, what's up, Leo? Long time no talk to. I think I might owe you a phone call, actually. Can you call me alone? Do I owe you a phone call, bro? I'm sorry.
I'll hold it against you for a long time.
Okay,
no,
thank you.
I won't, not at all. This will make up for it. But listen, I just before I knew I was going to be speaking to you on the air today, I had made a decision last night that I was going to go on a 48-hour fast. And
nice.
listening to what you've been saying, and the acid level in the system, and the sluggishness, and all the details behind why that happened, has just given me that much more momentum to go forward with my decision. So
awesome. Will you report in and let us know how you did? I'll put you in the front of the line.
Sure, I will.
That'd be great.
And I'm going to go off topic here. The reason I'm actually calling is my daughter was bitten by a border collie on the calf, and she's got some deep puncture wounds.
Okay.
And the doctor was recommending to her mother that she get a tetanus shot. And, I looked up about three different the ingredients from about three different manufacturers and what's in there, and I found the usual suspects like formaldehyde and aluminum phosphates and stuff.
Thimersol?
Like that.
Do they use thimersol in there
one
too?
One of them had thimerosal in there, and I think that was the one manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline. So I just don't, plus the Centers for Disease Control, the VAERS, VAERS reported like 22,000 adverse reactions in 2012, and I know a portion of those are, severe reactions, which include permanent disability and even death. And so I'm really completely opposed to any form of vaccination based on what I've seen. And her mother is too, but,
they give you the scare tactics, and really there's a lot of controversy about whether or not tetanus shots even work. You know, the best thing to do, personally, in my opinion, is just make sure the wound is clean, make sure that you're using appropriate hygiene and building up the immune system. The way kids eat these days, that's really the big problem when it comes to infections, and it comes to problems with dog bites, etc. Personally, I'd be really careful with the tetanus shot. Like you say, the preservatives in tetanus shots, the excipients in all vaccines, really, are really big, big problems. And as far as the tetanus vaccine goes, there's a lot of controversy as to whether or not it even really works. Vitamin C is absolutely a must-have to prevent all infections. Use high doses of it. You can use 5,000, 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C. We talked to, you probably heard us talk to Dr. Levy a couple months back, and he was talking about using 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C, IV, right in the blood. Bioflavonoids always support vitamin C, by the way. Whenever you're taking vitamin C for healing, whenever you're taking vitamin C for anything, it's a good idea to take it with bioflavonoids. Bioflavonoids are found in foods that contain vitamin C, but you can also use bioflavonoid supplements. Use bromelain. Use the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Proteolytic enzymes can also have wonderful anti-inflammatory benefits, as well as being important for digestive health. I talked about that at the Longevity conference this past weekend, and a lot of folks have never heard of that. But if you take your digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, they have wonderful anti-inflammatory properties. There's some neat literature that's coming out now about the safety of using colloidal silver. There haven't been a lot of studies on the non-toxicity of colloidal silver. You might want to use colloidal silver. You can put it right on the wound and cover it up with a bandage, or you can use you can use colloidal silver creams, and you can rub those in. I would be using anything with sulfur, MSM sulfur, N-acetylcysteine sulfur, SAMe sulfur. Anything with sulfur is going to improve the body's ability to detoxify. Vitamin A is important. Vitamin E is important. 400 international units of vitamin E. How old you say your kid was?
She's 6 years old, and she weighs somewhere. Last time I weighed her, she was over 40 pounds, but that was a few months ago, and she's been stretching out like crazy.
Maybe 100 milligrams of vitamin E. Do 100 milligrams of vitamin E. That vitamin E's got some really interesting wound-healing properties. If you ever pop a zit or you get a burn or a scrape or a cut, for adults anyway, if you take super high doses of vitamin E for a short period of time, you can really get a dramatic acceleration of healing. For a little kid, maybe 100 milligram, 100 IU of vitamin E, maybe 4,000, 5,000 IU of vitamin A, maybe 10 milligrams of zinc picolinate, 10 to 15 milligrams of zinc picolinate, and keep the sugar intake down. That's probably the most important thing you could do, and the intake of processed food. I know you're hip to that, so that's probably something you're already doing. There's some herbs that you might want to try, although I'm not a big believer in using herbs, echinacea perhaps, and maybe golden seal. And you can use those in the tea, or you can also use them right on the wound. Chaparral also might help a little bit. But really, it's an issue of overall supporting overall the immune system in an overall fashion, using nutrients and keeping the bad food, the crappy food, out of the system. That's how I would be treating it. And you're wise to be very careful of that tetanus shot. Thank you for calling, Leah.
Thanks for having me on, Ben. And yes, I appreciate the suggestions, and I'll take a look in that. And also, I'll probably refer her mother to listen to the show, or at least this portion of the show. So
good deal. And call us back in a few days and let us know how you did with the fast, okay?
I will do.
Thank you, Leo. Take care, bro. All right, moving on. Jeff in Indiana. What's up, my friend? How you doing? Welcome to the Bright Side.
How's it going?
All right. How you doing, friend?
And my question was on the deal with the pancreas problem and opiate, and on the niacin. How many units should I take of niacin a day? I still got a little swelling in my left leg, and it's inflammation all through my body, I'm being told, and how can I get rid of all that?
Well, there's all kinds of things you got to do. First and foremost, it's not just a niacin issue, it's an overall toxicity issue. Less food and pay more attention to the kind of foods that you're eating is the most important thing you could do. Stay away from pro-inflammatory foods, and that means sugar, processed foods, and eating less. Now, as far as niacin goes, I'm not sure what you mean by niacin for inflammation. Is that what you're talking about?
I talked to you last week about it, and you mentioned I was taking magnesium, and you said something about niacin.
Niacin has got a lot of wonderful properties. It's good for it's important for the liver. It's important for blood fats, keeping cholesterol down. It's very important for helping the body process sugar. Maybe we're talking about the pancreas. Whenever you're taking niacin, or whenever you're taking any of the B complex, any of the individual B vitamins, if you're taking panto for acne, or you're taking niacin for blood pressure, or you're taking thiamine for blood sugar, or you're taking riboflavin for your eyes perhaps, or for migraine headaches, whenever you're taking one individual B vitamin, you always want to make sure you're taking the entire complex with it. Hang tight, Jeff. I'll finish this up when we come back from our break. We'll try to get to all our phone callers today. So hang tight. Richard, Julia, MJ, and Dave will be back right after this on The Bright Side.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, I am pharmacist Ben. Jeff in Indiana, my friend. Are you there, bro?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go real quick because I want to get to as many calls as I can here. Niacin, when you're taking niacin, you want to take around 100 to 200 milligrams. I like the timed release form of niacin. That allows you to take high doses without having to deal with the niacin flush. Now, the niacin flush is uncomfortable, but it's not life-threatening. It's not an emergency. I get calls once a month from folks who took too much of my B-complex power blend, and they say, oh, my God, I'm all hot and I'm all itchy, and that's just called the niacin flush, and it's one of the manifestations of the vasodilatory, the blood opening effects of niacin. This makes niacin great for high blood pressure. We'll be talking about that on a later program. Niacin is one of the best high blood pressure medicines you could take. In fact, if you want to see the top 10 ways to lower blood pressure, check out my latest blog post at pharmacistben.com. Niacin is important for blood sugar control, for the liver. It may help you with the pancreas. That might have been what we were talking about. 100 to 200 milligrams time release, but whenever you take one B vitamin, take it with the entire B complex. Make sure you're taking your niacin with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a wonderful source of the entire B complex, and that's true if you're taking B5 for your acne, B2 for your headaches or your eyes, B1 for your for blood sugar control, B12 for energy. Whatever you're taking, whatever individual B vitamin you're taking, take it with the entire B complex. Anything else, Jeffrey?
That's it. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, bro. Good luck with everything. God bless. All right, Dave in New York. What's up, my friend?
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Doing good. How's it going today?
I called you last week about that hepatitis C. It was a buddy of mine. And,
okay.
And you were going to try to, I guess, donate a program to it or something.
I will. I plan on doing it when we get done with this latest topic. Hepatitis is just, the reason I want to do a program on it, Dave, is because everybody's always asking about it, and it just seems like a bunch of baloney to me, because it's all caused by a virus. Now, yes, the virus for Hep A is a food virus. The virus for Hep B has to do with body fluids. Hep C has to do with body fluids. Hep D has to do with needles. You know, there are different causes, but they're all liver issues. Hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. It's due to a virus. The way you take care of hepatitis, if it's not an acute issue, you want to take care of treating the liver. Now, given that 1 out of 3 Americans has a liver problem, 1 out of 3 adult Americans has a liver problem, given that the liver processes toxins and processes amino acids and processes fats and processes sugars, of course our livers are going to be overloaded. And the way you want to deal with hepatitis is you want to take care of the liver. There's a lot of ways to do it. By far and away, the most important thing you can do for your liver, if you have hepatitis or you have liver disease, or you just want to stay healthy and you want to live a long life, is not give the liver a lot of work to do. Now, living in our toxic environment, just breathing the air and drinking the water is going to give our liver a certain amount of work to do. But the less food you eat and the less toxic food we eat, the better off our livers are going to be. And that's the single most important thing you could do for liver health. I would be doing a CRAN diet or even a complete fast for the liver if I had hepatitis. Eating less, certainly, making sure you're getting your nutrients. I'll tell you what a few good liver nutrients are here in a second. Secondly, make sure you're not eating a lot of sugar. Sugar puts a major stress on the liver, and so does processed food in general, but especially sucrose, glucose, refined sugars, those will put a very hard load on the liver that you don't need when you have hepatitis. So staying off of, reducing your intake of food and staying off of sugars are probably your first two most important strategies. And there's some wonderful nutrients for the liver. Vitamin E is key for liver health. Alpha-lipoic acid is one of the all-time best nutrients for the liver, and so is selenium and alpha-lipoic acid. Vitamin E and selenium and vitamin C, too, all work together. Take about 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C in divided doses, 400 international units a day of vitamin E, maybe 400 to 500 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid, and then 400 to 600 micrograms of the ultimate selenium. N-acetylcysteine is one of my all-time favorite liver nutrients. It's actually emergency room medicine for liver toxicity. N-acetylcysteine goes right in the blood, intravenously in the blood. If you have liver toxicity from Tylenol poisoning, it is the go-to remedy, drug remedy, out of all remedies, including medications, N-acetylcysteine, the same NAC that you buy at the vitamin store, is the go-to liver detox remedy for emergency room toxicity, Tylenol toxicity, acetaminophen toxicity. Taking 500 to 1,000 milligrams of NAC would be a great thing for anybody with hepatitis to do. Let's see, coenzyme Q10 is also important for liver health. The amino acid taurine might be helpful for liver health. Maybe 100 to 200 milligrams of taurine would be a great idea. Make sure you're taking your essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs, and just make sure you're on the Mighty 90 and using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and practicing good nutrition. There's probably a lot of other things you could do. Making sure the digestive system is operating pristinely, using probiotics is probably a good idea, and making sure you have enough fiber. The main thing you want to think about when it comes to hepatitis is not medication and not dumb vaccines. The main strategy for dealing with hepatitis is going to be to reduce the load on the liver by staying away from liver toxic foods and using all the good nutrients that we just talked about. Anything else, Dave, in New York?
Wanted to give him an interferon.
Yeah, I'm sure, because they make somebody's mortgage payment. That's why.
Okay.
That's so obscene. That is so nasty. Doctors, how do you live with yourself? How do you live with yourself ripping people off like this? That's terrible.
I guess they said some of the side effects could possibly be blindness or heart attack with that.
How do you like that? Surprise, surprise, right? These
wow.
are drugs. These are not. This is not nutrients. These are drugs. No, don't do the interferon, in my humble opinion. Stay off the crappy food, eat less, and use the supplements. I hate to do this to you, Dave. Got to move on, my friend. I hope that works out for you, okay? Have a beautiful
Thank
day. All right, let's see. I know you've been holding on forever here, MJ in Illinois. I apologize. How you doing, bro?
Pharmacist
MJ. Ben. Miss MJ. Sorry about that.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I just love your show, but the question I have for you is going to actually
be better answered tomorrow, because you're going to be talking about the link with diabetes and with the kidneys and everything. That was my question, was related to that.
If I can get you to hang tight on kidneys and diabetes and calcium, there's a very important relationship between too much calcium and diabetes, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. So do you mind if we take your call tomorrow, or if you want to call?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I just didn't want to be rude and hang up. That's why I said I'll just wait till tomorrow and listen to the show.
Thanks, MJ. Have a beautiful day. All right, Julia in Texas, what's going on?
Yes, hi. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Doing
hi,
a great
Julia.
Job waking people up by taking
Thank
care
you.
Of their bodies. All glory to God. Say,
praise
I
God.
Have, yes, indeed. My daughter has ear infection in both of her ears, and the doctor gave us antibiotics, amoxicillin. She is breastfed 80% of the time because I'm feeding twins.
Okay.
And they are 7 months old.
Congratulations.
And they have been, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And anyway, they've been taking probiotics since birth.
Okay. What kind are they taking?
We get at Whole Foods. It's called Kids. Forget the name brand. I can run it in the fridge and get it.
Okay, no, don't worry about it. So they're on a probiotic supplement. Now, is it chronic ear infections or just one time?
Well, we suspect that she's been having it for a few months now, but we really didn't want to see a doctor, but we had to eventually.
Something's getting into her body. Something's getting in there through food. Now, you say she's breastfeeding 80% of the time, did I hear you say?
Right, because they have feeding twins. So
okay, what's the other 20%? What's the other 20%?
Earth's Best, the best formula we could find out there for...
Well, switch formulas, first of all. That's the first thing to do. It may be something in the formula. It may be a great formula, but there may be something in there she's reacting to. The second thing is, if you have a history of digestive issues or food allergies, stuff could be coming out in your milk. So that might be another thing to think about. Do you know that you have anything going on with stools, loose stools? You, not the baby. Loose stools
none of that, but when I grew up, my sister and I both had PE tubes in both ears several times.
Then there's something percolating there. You're very likely something's getting into your breast milk, Julia. And there's no way to know on the radio here. I can't tell you, but you can tell by becoming extremely vigilant to digestive symptoms. Now, you may not have any, but you may, and you just may be not noticing them. So it'd be super information for you if you could find some kind of digestive symptom and link it to foods. It's hard to say if it's coming in through the diet or through the formula or it's coming in through the breast milk, but it's getting into our system. Folks, chronic or any kind of ear infections that occur more than once need to be regarded as an immune reaction secondary to food, at least first and foremost immune reaction secondary to foods. Don't let them put tubes and if you in your kids' ears, and please be very, very careful with antibiotics. Here's the problem, Julia. The antibiotics are going to further compromise her immune system and her digestive system. And that's ironic that antibiotics will compromise the immune system, but they do because they mess up the good bacteria. And it's very important that you take antibiotics extremely seriously. And then also after her antibiotics, of course, if she does go on antibiotics, your baby does go on antibiotics, make sure that she's upping her probiotic dose to help rebalance that bacteria. That's all the time we have for today. If we left you on hold, I apologize for that. Try to call back tomorrow. Thanks, Julia, by the way, for your call. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Make sure you check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. And make sure you check our website, brightsideben.com, if you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about on the program. Tomorrow we'll talk about calcium and how it can lead to diabetes, how calcium may be related to obesity, and how calcium supplements may actually be causing cell death. And we'll talk about that tomorrow on the Bright Side. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared.
prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.